are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. So as it happens, winter in Winnipeg, affectionately called Winterpeg, comes early in the new year. The first snow happens right after Halloween, but the cold that Winnipeg is famous for, like clockwork, happens right after New Year's. And here we are. We're about to enter a deep freeze. Temperatures will be getting down to minus 35, minus 40 centigrade. And we just had a snowstorm. It was a challenge getting into the studio. And I got a message from my buddy Brent at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, 187 Osborne Street, that he had some sweet, sweet donuts for me to look at. Couple of tubs of wax, talking about 45s, and I braved that snowstorm to get to him. And so in large part, thanks to Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, these next 2 or 3 weeks are going to be full of amazing stuff that will warm you up from port to stern.
Thank you. walks down the street on the prettiest gold. Tweet, tweet, tweet. My baby. Oh, when she walks down the street on the prettiest gold. Tweet, tweet, tweet. My baby. She got so fat band again. He say, hey, me, baby. My baby. My baby. My baby. My baby. My baby. She's coming back home. Yeah, my baby. She's coming back home. Home, baby. You see. She got so fat band again. He say, hey, me, baby.
At the top of the stack there, we had Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, which came out in 1961. They had a huge hit with Stay on Herald in 1960, and they tried to have hits after that. This time the thinking was to cover a Huey Piano Smith track. They would have it in the bag. It's called High Blood Pressure. It originally came out on Herald, and I played it off of the Canadian Rio label. After that, from 1959, Ron Holden and the Thunderbirds, My Babe, written by Ron Holden. When I saw that, I thought, oh, My Babe, I love that track by Willie Dixon, love it. No, not that track, but equally as good. Finished everything off there with a band called The Hearts, two members of which went on to be the Jeanettes, Johnny Louise Richardson and Leslie Valentine. And another member of this band is Rex Garvin of Rex Garvin and the Mighty Carvers, as in Emulsified, Sacagawea JB. This is a big deal. Not only that, the track I played, Dear Abby, was arranged and conducted by Artie Butler. So some pretty big names involved in this on the Tough label. Dear Abby, for those of you who are too young to know, was an advice columnist and became very famous for doing so. And this song, for me, has a great deal of meaning because when I used to have, you know, teenage pity party, I don't have any friends, nobody likes me, my mom would always say to me, nobody likes me, everybody hates me, I'm going out to eat worms. And when I went to put this on 45 Cats, somebody had said, you know, this would be a really great song if it wasn't for her talking about eating worms. That's so weird. Why would she talk about eating worms? Well, it's an actual nursery rhyme or child song from apparently the 13th century, and it originated on the island nation of Tonga, according to genius.com. It's right around the era of Knick Knack Paddywhack and Jack and Jill and Humpty Dumpty and London Bridge is Falling Down and all these strange children's nursery rhymes and songs. So it makes perfect sense because it was very popular in the 60s to turn children's songs into popular songs. Not only that, the Jaynettes, who this band goes on to be, had a minor hit with Sally Go Round the Roses, also on the Tuff label. Bobby Hebb at the top there, totally underrated track, Crazy Baby on Phillips. After that, Freddie Scott singing a Burt Burns written number, Are You Lonely For Me Baby, on Shout, which I didn't know existed. This is obviously the original. I played many moons ago a version of that very same song, a little bit more upbeat and dancey, on the Motown label by Chuck Jackson. Finished everything up with the Tams. I flipped over the track I played last week, and this week I played Getaway on the ABC label. From Vancouver, Canada, a band called The Collectors started us off there with a gritty instrumental track on the London label. They were formerly known as The Classics and then The Canadian Classics until 1970 when they changed their name to Chilliwack. You may have heard of them. Followed that up with a German band called The Rattles, who were quite popular throughout the 60s, did a lot of great covers, and followed the trajectory of a lot of beat bands of the time. They started off doing covers, did some great R&B, maximum R&B, and then went into psychedelia. That track is called The Witch, and it's on the Probe label. Finished everything off back home, Winnipeg, Manitoba's Blakewood Castle, flipped over Sweet Love, they played last week, a track called Gimme Little Lovin'. The band was only active for a couple of years and was managed and produced by Chad Allen of Chad Allen and the Reflections, Chad Allen and the Exceptions, and the Guess Who.
Hey, Boston, about a quarter to three. Put me a drink right at my feet. I want a tiptoe.
Tiptoe, baby.
Tiptoe. I'm gonna give a party in my backyard. I'm gonna tiptoe.
Tiptoe, baby.
Tiptoe.
Tiptoe, baby.
Tiptoe.
Tiptoe, baby.
Let your hat now, put your hand on your hip. Throw your eyes now, rock like a ship. Come on and tiptoe.
Tiptoe, baby.
Tiptoe.
darling, it won't be the same.
Heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maud Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maud Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maud Marty or on Twitter at Maud Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. That's the Kelly Brothers in disguise as the Kingpins. The track's called It Won't Be This Way Always, and I have it on a Jamaican pressing of the Federal label. Before that, a track called Land of Love. I swear the first few times I heard that track that it was a female vocalist, but it turns out it's Steve Sanders, who at the time was very young, but also well-renowned for his gospel work. He went on to join the Oak Ridge Boys, so took a hard left to country, but put out two singles that I can find, and that one that I played is the more scarce of the two. Started that whole set off with Robert Parker on the NOLA label, a track called Tiptoe.
The light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Me and you. Just take two.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Make a dream come true. Just take two.
One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in the crowd like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just like any place, seem just like a being home.
It takes two, baby.
Take two. It takes two.
make a dream come true. Just take two. Just take two.
Ooh, one can go out to a movie looking for a special treat.
Two can make that single movie something really kind of sweet.
Yeah, one can take a walk in the moonlight thinking that it's really nice.
But two walking hand in hand is like adding just a pinch of spice.
Yeah, it takes two.
Baby, it takes two, baby. Me and you, just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby.
Like you used to do, when you're grooving.
from 1966, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston. What a duo. It Takes Two on the Tamla label. Followed that up with Joe Simon, When You're Near, is the name of that track on VJ. Love the hand claps in the background there. Sort of take over at the end. Finished everything off with the flip side of the C. Smalls and Company disc I played last week. This time with a funky dance called The Buzzard on A&M.
Thank you.
Top there we had the Electric Prunes, a track called Long Day's Flight on the UK Reprise label. On the flip of that is a nursery rhyme track called The King is in the Counting House. This is what Dr. Doom on 45 Cat has to say. This single shows perfectly what an odd and troubled band the Prunes were. Long Day's Flight is a brilliant, driving, psych garage track, whilst King is in the Counting House is sickly sweet, nursery rhyme pop. It seems hard to believe that the band were equally comfortable with each of these styles, and one suspects that they recorded whichever songs they were told to record. Neither of these tracks appeared on 45s in the US, making it one of the most desirable UK singles. Followed that up by flipping over the Chantels on the MW label, a track called Have You Ever Felt Blue? Sort of the same subject matter as the other side, trying to sell TKs, which stands for tight knits, which is like 60s pencil leg pants. Don't know why they're so obsessed with them. Finished everything off with a real nugget, the first single from the Seeds, Can't Seem to Make You Mine, on GMP Crescendo.
Bye. sweeter than any cup of coffee I ever made before. You know your little miss
sweetness,
your little miss
sweetness,
sweetest girl in the world now, sweetest girl in the world now. If ever a man had a sweet tooth,
promised. I played two more songs from that Bobby Taylor LP that I mentioned last week. The LP is called Taylor Made Soul. It's on the Gordy label. The two tracks I played were Oh, I've Been Blessed, which was co-written and produced by Frank Wilson, and a track called Little Miss Sweetness, the crazy guitar solo, especially for a Motown record. But Oh, I've Been Blessed was the only one of those three songs that came out on 45. The other two are LP only, which is one of the reasons why that LP is so sought after and expensive. It's definitely worth picking up if you ever come across it, though. It's even got a fantastic cover of Eleanor Rigby on it. Gonna leave you off now with a funky instrumental called Do the Hot Pants, by a Canadian band called Mr. Jim and the Rhythm Machine on the Wisdom label. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.